Thing
Nga Mijeki. Is it a bird? Yo!
Or is it a plane?
Hey, it doesn't really matter, cause it's just a game. Will them boys be kings?
Or will those girls be queens?
Let's find out, because it's 8:14 in it.
Ah, the thingy-ma-jiggy rap. Haven't heard that one for a while.
You've still got it, Alan. You've still got it.
Thingy-ma-jiggy is the game we play every morning where we're trying to describe some words and you've got to figure out what the word is. And, of course, it's all about boys versus girls. And this one today is pretty much the decider.
It is. It's the decider for today. The scores are currently sitting at 1 to the boys and 1 to the girls. And we've had 2 games this week where the scores have ended a draw. So today is the decider match. Will it be a win for the week to the boys or a win for the week to the girls? So back today, representing Girls of Ayrshire is Claire Gower. She's 21 from Kilmarnock. Morning, Claire.
Morning.
Claire's currently studying accounts and she also works at Springside Motors with Crazy Graham. So we don't have Colin McArdle this morning, cheating Claire, so that's a good start. Are you confident we can get a win for the girls today?
We'll give it a good go.
Yes, that's what I like to hear. Okay, you know how the game works. 30 seconds on the clock to guess as many words as you can, and if you can't guess the word, just shout thingamajiggy, but you can only say it once. Okie dokie?
Yep.
Right, your 30 seconds starts now. These are rectangle and they represent different countries. They're the symbols.
The flag.
Yes. Right, somebody who rides a bike professionally is known as a what?
A cyclist.
Yes. You'll go in this to take you up to the moon or to take you up into space.
A spaceship.
No. It's,
rocket.
Yes, a rocket. Right, cheese and onion, something from Greggs is a what? Cheese and onion?
Pasty.
Yes. Right, this is a country. It's very, very hilly. A lot of people go skiing here.
Austria.
Switzerland.
And it was outside the buzzer anyway. So that was 4 today to the girls. Now, there's been some controversy during the week, as you mentioned, with Colin McArdle cheating.
Yes, he always cheats.
Can I cheat a bit?
No. I don't expect you to stoop to Colin's level, Alan.
Let's see then if we can get a win for the boys by playing the game properly then. We have got showbiz agent Jimmy Sparkles on the line.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, MC Shuddy. How are you?
I'm very well. And I bet, Gussie, you were meant to get me gigs before Christmas, some rapping gigs.
Well, you see, I'm in the studios. I've been letting them hear the thingy-me-jiggy rap, and I'm not getting really good feedback.
Oh, right, OK. Well, maybe try again with that. We'll try and redo that one at some point. Anyway, you know the rules. Same rules apply. You've got 30 seconds to guess as many words as I'm describing as you can. 4 to beat. Now, 4's... 4's kind of average.
It's quite an average one, but we're going to go for 5. Grin for the boys.
Jimmy, are you ready?
I'm ready. You ready?
Let's go for it. This is a shape. It's got 5 sides.
Thingamajiggy.
Oh, right, it was Pentagon. This is an animal. Some people keep them as pets. You can take it for a walk on a lead, but it's not a dog. You get competitions where folk put them down their trousers.
Ferret.
That's the one. This is a game where you chuck a round thing at opponents in the other team. It was a movie of the same title a few years back, actually.
Dodgeball.
That's it. Shrek's friend, he goes, hee-haw.
Donkey.
This is something you put in maybe your soup or your stew. It grows. It's a...
Carrots.
What did you say there?
Carrots.
Carrots. No, it was herbs. We didn't get there anyway.
No.
So, wait, what's the score?
Oh, it's 4 to the girls, 3 to the boys. Well done, Claire. Did good job, so that's us a win for the week for the girls, so well done.
I knew we could do it.
Yes, I knew too, so we'll get you back on Monday morning.
And Jimmy, it means that that's the end of the road. We've lost.
It's never the end of the road for Jimmy Sparkles, I'll always be here.
Thanks for having a go anyway.
Hey, take care, lad.
Bye-bye.